Welcome back. Welcome back to the iWill Podcast. It's your host, Santiago Brito, here on another amazing episode of the iWill Podcast. Today's episode is about something I experienced recently. You know, I've been through everything I've been through. You know, I continue to move forward. You know, I continue to chug along, as we say. And, you know, I still go through things. You know, like, I had a good conversation with somebody the other day, and it was something about this. Like, I'll tell you what happened to me. So I'm going to show a house, a property for a client, and I showed a lot of houses. But the garage light, when I go in, is dark. There's no light really, like, on the side. So I'm like, you know, like, I'm trying to work my way inside. And I'm like, all right, there's no step down. So I walk in the dark in the garage. But in the middle of the garage, there was a step down. And I didn't see it in the dark. And I fucking fell. Man, like, I really fell hard. And, you know, for a minute there, like, I sat and you know, I cried. I was like, damn, like what the fuck? Like, you know, like, come on. Like, I'm trying. I'm going. And, like, how could something like that happen to me? You know, like, and I'm like, you know, like, damn. So for a minute there, I lost it. And then I just sat there and I breathed and I was able to pull myself together. I put on my leg and I was just like, you know what? Like, all right, I still got a job to do. So I got back up, you know, and I still showed the house and then I still got in my car. I still drove myself home. I was bleeding and I was in pain and I still did what I had to do. And it made me realize something. It made me realize that, you know, no matter what, things are gonna happen. I think that this experience, things are gonna happen, and there is no just dandy way. How do I say it? Not dandy. Like, I don't think there's like this perfect experience of life. Like, things are always gonna happen. Things are always gonna test you, and that one was really specific for me because after that I was heading in another direction, and the direction that I was heading, I really wasn't, you know. Like, I wanted to go, but I really didn't want to go. I was kind of divided about it. And when I fell, like, it really canceled all plans to go in another direction. And I was really exhausted. I had, like, a long week. Like I hadn't taken a break. And I was like, nah, I'm going to just keep going, you know. Like you know how we do entrepreneurs. We don't know when to take a break. I'm learning to take a break. But I was like, yo, after this, I'm going to go do something else, and I'm just going to continue to work. I'm not going to stop. And I fell, and I was so in so much pain, man. Like, my God. Like, it was like a realization. You get it? Like, in my mind, I never really, you know, like, see things like that. Like, in my mind, that's not there. Like, you know, some people see me. Excuse me. Some people see me and might be like, oh, my God. Like, you know, like, look what happened to him. But in my mind, I don't really see it. Like, I'm my internal feeling is always like a secure one. That's who I am. I'm secure always. I'm never feeling weird or shy, like, about my situation. Like, I own it. That's me. That's why I stand on it. Stand on business, like the young kids say. But it was like, you know, it still hurt, and I'm still human, and it was painful, you know, to sit there in that garage in the dark and like just like, man, like, God, like, after everything I've been through, like why would I still be going through things, you know? And I think that all of us feel that way. You know, I think no matter what level of success you attain, we all feel that way. And how I bounced back from that is really, I gave myself a day or two to just disconnect from things and reassess which direction I was heading in my life. Because, you know, like, entrepreneurs like me, like, we just go, and we don't realize sometimes that we need to take a break to really assess the direction we're heading in. Discipline is good, focus is good, amazing. Like, those formulas are what are gonna get you. That's what I learned through every up and down, that discipline and focus was gotten me the results that I've been looking for. But I think this time around is a different type of focus, a different type of discipline, and is one of internal understanding and internal connection and a connection with God, and understanding that no matter what I try to do or which way I try to go, things are going to fall into place how they're supposed to fall in place, because this life is an experience. It's not, no matter how much I want to, like, really control it, there's no controlling it. I can work at it. I can grind at it. I can be as disciplined as possible at it. But there's always, you know, things happening and something throwing me in another direction. And maybe it's not a misdirection. You know, like I've become conscious of seeing a misdirection and sometimes understanding that it's not a misdirection. It's like something is trying to say, hey, look, it's this direction you're supposed to be going. But you wouldn't have noticed it if I didn't get your attention, you know. And sometimes that attention is painful, you know. I had to fall to really stop and realize and think and ask myself where I'm at. Like, what am I doing? Like, where am I going? Is it something that aligns with what I feel is right? What the eternal, you know, what my internal feelings, my internal compass is telling me. And I would never have done that if that didn't happen to me. But you see, for me to look at something like what happened to me like that, it takes a long time. I've been through a lot, and it took a long time for me to look at the things that I've been through and be able to analyze if it's to be able to analyze it and understand that it's happening for me. You know, a lot of people might be like, man, why would you fall and bleed and it's happening for you? And it's happening for me. It's hard to explain, but like, I know that it was something telling me not that way, you know? And a lot of people, this may be going on in your life, and you're like, things are just not going my way, and maybe let go, you know? If it's not going your way, go the way that it's going. You know, if you're going on somewhere and you catch a flap, that's not something bad. That's a detour. That's something that's telling you, hey, stop for a minute. You know, realize what's going on here. Pay attention to your surroundings. What are you seeing? What's there? Maybe they just want you to stop and smell the flowers. You know, like, I think life, we just want to keep it on a linear thing where it's like we're going from one place to another. But I don't think life is always linear. I think life is also, you know, like maybe the detour made me skip something that I was going to go through that would have thrown me maybe in another situation, you know. And I, it took me a long time to get there, but I see life as this thing that's happening for me, and it's constantly, you know, I have a plan to get somewhere, and it's constantly saying, all right, we know where you want to be. You got a plan, but this is going to happen, so you can go the other way, the way that's going to avoid certain things, or a way that you're going to learn something that when you attain what you want, is gonna you're gonna be able to enjoy it and be able to take care of it and grow with it and you know, cherish it. And I never used to look at life like that, but now, like, man, I look at life like that, and I think everybody should try to take a look at life like that. Like, no matter what you're going through, it's never, you know, it's never a block in your way. The obstacle is the way. There's some way to get around what it is you're going through. It's just you really have to sit with yourself. You really have to think and ask yourself, which way, how do I get to there? If there's a block on the road, but I know where I want to go, maybe I can get around. Like, sometimes I run into traffic and I'm like, oh my God, all these fucking cars, I'm trying to get here fast. But lately I've been like, you know, all right, this traffic, maybe it's saving me from something. Maybe I'm going to meet somebody, or I'm going to run into somebody that is going to, you know, it's an adventure. You got to look at it as an adventure, man. You got to look at it as an adventure. And that's where I'm at today. I look at life as an adventure. You know, no matter what you're going through, you're going to get through it. And understand that, don't take nothing personal, man. And thank you for listening to the I Will podcast. I'm your host, Santiago Brito, here on another amazing episode.